Shalom to all. Today's office is about Tzadi Tess, and we are starting Tzadi Chesam Abay is about four lines off of the bottom with the words of Chanina. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we'd mentioned the Heichal in regards to the measurement of the height of a building. So we're going to continue talking about the Heichal itself. Rabbi Chanina went out to the villages, Romulei Kraya Dadi. They asked Mistira. It seems we have a contradiction one pasuk on another. Because if it says one pasuk, if Abayas Shabana Melch Shalem El Hashem, the house that Shalem Melch built Hashem, is referring to the structure of the Heichal itself. Shishim Ama Arkay Ve'esim Rachbay Ushleshim Ama Kaimasai. And the key over here is the height, that it was 30 amas tall. Uksivan says in regards to the Kodesh Kodashim itself, V'lifnei Hadvir, Esrim Amah Oirech, V'esrim Amah Rachav, V'esrim Amah Kaimasai. So we see the height of the Kodesh Kodashim, which is part of the Heichal, was only 20 amas. That doesn't make sense. The Heichal was 30 amas tall, not 20. So Amalui answered them, Kika Chashuv Misvas Kruvim Ulamahalo. When this pasuk talks about the height of the Kodesh Kodashim, it's talking about from the Kruvim and above. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, there were standing Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodashim. Not only were there Kruvim on top of the Aron, those were the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Shlomo HaMelech put standing Kruvim that were 10 amas tall in the Kodesh Kodashim. And so when we say that the height of Kodesh Kodashim was 20 amas, it means from the top of those kruvim to the ceiling. Ask the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what's he trying to teach us? What's the Chiddush? The answer is, I tell someone off on top, HaKamash Malon, the Chiddush is, Lamata Kilamala, that below, meaning the area the kruvim and the Aron were standing, that's the same thing as above, Malamala in Mishamash Klom, just like above, there's nothing there, it's just airspace, Af Lamata in Mishamash Klom, so to below where the Aron and kruvim were, that was nothing, meaning they didn't take up any space. In Misayel Rablevi, this is a proof for Rablevi. The Rablevi tells us, the following thing is a Mesirah, it's a tradition that we have from our forefathers. The place where the Aron and Kruvim were in the Kodesh Kodashim is not part of the measurement. And just like this, the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made, there was 10 amas of space in every direction. We know that the Kodesh Kodashim was 20 amas wide, and obviously if you put a box of any dimension into a room that's 20 amas wide, if you measure from one side of the box to the wall and from the other side of the box to the wall, you're not going to get 10 amas here and 10 amas there. There's going to be a little bit less than 10 amas. However, if you measured from the Aron Kodesh to one wall, there was 10 amas. From the other side of the Aron Kodesh, another 10 amas. And if you measured above, there was 20 amas. So that doesn't make sense. That's what we mean, Eino min Amido. This is something miraculous that happened only in the Kodesh Kodashim. And the same thing applied to the Kruvim that we were just talking about. And Rav Noi Amar Shmuel, Kruvim Benes Hein Oimdin, that the Kruvim stood Benes. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'chamish amas kanafa kruva achas, and one wing of the Kruv was 5 amas long. V'chamish amas kanafa kruva shenis, and the second wing of the Kruv was 5 amas. That means we have 10 amas from the edge of one wing till the edge of the other. And gufayu hechavu kami, where was the body standing? If you have a maximum width of 20 amas, that's what we just said the Kodesh Kodashim was, and you have a wingspan of 10 amas for this one and 10 amas for that one, and right now we're assuming the wings are coming out of the side of the body, kind of like our arms do, so where was the body standing? All that space is taken up just by wings and not by body. It must be that these kruvim were there, b'neis. However, we're going to have five questions on this, trying to prove that it's not necessarily an ace. Bias on this. Maybe they were sticking out like chicken's wings. Chicken's wings come out of the middle of their back, and therefore the body doesn't take up any more space than the wings do. So we don't have to say these kruvim were in the Kodashim Derech Nes. Rava asked the question. Maybe they weren't right next to each other. Perhaps the back of one was mamish against the wall, and the other one was a little bit forward, so their wings were basically overlapping, and therefore there's enough space for their bodies. And maybe they were in a straight line, and the tip of their wings were touching each other, as you see in this picture on the bottom left-hand side in the Rashbam. And since they're slanted, there's still a space for the bodies, because we have more than 20 amas. Maybe the bias, meaning the heichal, was wider on top, and that gave extra space for the bodies of the kruvim. And Maskel Rav Papa, he asks, maybe their wings were folded, meaning even though the wingspan was 5 amas long, perhaps they were bent, and therefore they didn't take up a full ama length, as if they were stretched out straight. Maskel Rav Ashi, he asks, perhaps their wings were overlapping, and in this way also we would have enough space for their bodies, so we don't necessarily have a raya from here that b'neis hayu oimdin. Now we continue talking about the kruvim, kitzad hein oimdin, how were they standing? Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar, they argue about this. Chah number one says, p'neim ish al achiv, one was facing the other, and chah number p'neim l'bayis, the other one says they were facing the bayis, they were facing the heichol. As the Gemara l'mado on p'neim ish al achiv, according to the Mado Amar, they were facing each other. Haksev, the pasuk says, u'p'neim l'bayis, that they were facing the bayis. And the answer is like, kasha, no problem, kambis mashi Yisrael, oisin ratzon shel makom. This is talking about where Am Yisrael is doing the ratzon of Hashem, so then they were facing each other, p'neim ish al achiv, like a husband and wife who love each other, facing each other. Whereas Kamaz Masha Ein Yisrael Eisrim Tzoni Shal Makayim, this is where Am Yisrael is not doing the Ratzon of Hashem. They would turn away from each other, Benes, and face the bias as somewhat of a reminder that we have to do Hashem's will. Now going to the other sheet, to Lamanda and Panayim Bias, according to Lamanda Amar, that they were facing the bias. Haksev, where the pasuk says, Upanayim Ishal Achiv. And the answer is, the Mitzah, they had Studei, they were tilting towards each other. In other words, their bodies were facing the bias, but their heads were tilted towards each other in fulfillment of this pasuk. And how do we know this? Satan, you have a Brayso, Unklas Hager Amar, Unklas Hager said, Kruvim, Masay Tzatsuin Hain. The Kruvim were Masay Tzatsuin, which means they were perform like children, and with Sudatim Panem, Ketamar and Niftim Rabbi, their faces were turned like a Talmud who's leaving his Rebbe. A Talmud who's leaving his Rebbe can't just turn his back and walk away, that's disrespectful, but he also can't back up completely because then he's just going to bump into something, he doesn't know where he's going. And therefore, his body is turned in one direction, but his face is turned towards his Rebbe as a sign of respect. And that's how the Kruvim were. And moving on to another Mishnah. Mishesh Labar Lefnumi Beisa Shechaveroi, a person has a bar inside his friend's house. He either bought it from him or he got it to him as a Yerusha, as a Chalukah of a business deal, perhaps. But the bottom line is that Ruvain has a bar in Shimon's house, and he also has rights to get to that bar. He's only allowed to go in when it's normal for people to go in, and he has to leave when it's normal for people to leave. In other words, during the daytime. Even though he has a rights to his bar, and the homeowner is not to lock him out, he still is only allowed to come at normal times, because it's understood that when he was granted rights to his bar, it's only at normal times. He can't come knocking at 2:30 in the morning saying, I have rights to my bar, open up. Furthermore, he's not allowed to bring his animal in to drink from his bar. He would have to fill up a jug and bring that water outside to his animal, because that's something that's possible, and therefore it's not a normal hishtamshus of the bar to drag his cow through his friend's house to drink. And lastly, each one has to make a lock on the bar, the owner of the bar and the owner of the house. So Gemara starts out right away by asking on this, where exactly are these locks being placed? On Rabbi Yochanan, he answers, Shneim Labar, both of them are being placed on the bar. In other words, you need two people to open this bar and get water. The Gemara asks, why is that? We understand that the balabar, he has to put a lock on it because he has to make sure that no one takes his water. El balabayas lamale, why does balabayas have to put a lock on the other guy's bar? What's the point of that? So on Rabbi Lazar, he answers, because of chashad of his wife, if there was only one lock on it that the balabar had access to, he could come at any time of the day, even if the homeowner is not there, and that's going to lead people to suspect improper behavior between the balabar and the balabayas' wife. However, if the balabayas also puts a lock on the bar and his wife does not have access to it, so then the balabar is never going to be able to come when the balabayas is not there, and there's not going to be any suspicion on the balabayas' wife. And moving on to another Mishnah, continuing to discuss something similar, a person has a garden behind his friend's garden, so we have garden one, and then behind that we have garden two, which is this guy's garden, and he has rights to go through garden one. He's only allowed to go when it's normal to go through, and he has to leave when it's normal to leave. He's not allowed to just come and go when he please. And furthermore, he's not allowed to bring merchants into the garden. His right of way through garden number one is only for himself. He doesn't have to bring the merchants there if he wants to sell them produce. He could bring the produce out to them. He's also not allowed to go through this garden in order to get to another field. Let's say we have our garden one, and the fellow who owns garden two also owns garden three and four and five. The Mishnah is telling us that he only has rights to go through garden one in order to get to garden two, not his other gardens and not his other properties that he owns. And what about the pathway that's used to get through garden one? Vachitza, in the outer one, meaning the owner of garden one, Zerei Saderech, he's allowed to plant in that pathway. Now let's say the situation was as follows. They, meaning Bezdin, gave him a path from the side, and this was with the agreement of both of them. In other words, garden owners one and two got together to try to figure out where the pathway should be. They didn't want it to be in the middle. As they went to Bezdin, this is Midas Shnei, and they both agreed to this, and Bezdin said, okay, it should be on the side. In this case, he has more rights because he's not disturbing garden owner one. It's on the side of the garden. So therefore, Nechaz B'Shashu Reitze, V'Yetz B'Shashu Reitze, he can go and leave whenever he wants, U'machasachat Agarin, and he can even bring merchants inside. However, V'lai Kanes B'Techo Sech Steacheres, he's not allowed to go through it just in order to get to a different field of his. And lastly, Zevazeh, Ein Roshan L'Zayra, neither garden owner one nor two are allowed to plant in this pathway. Since it's on the side, none of them are allowed to plant it. Now the Gemara brings more cases. Am Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, Amma Beis Hashlochen Nimar Chalecha. Let's say a person sells another in Amma Beis Hashlochen. An Amma is a water channel, and Beis Hashlochen is a field that needs to be watered by this water channel. So one guy owns a field, and the other fellow wants to buy a water channel going through his field. So how much has to be given for the use of this water channel? Like Beis Amas L'Soicha, he has to give him two Amas in it, meaning the water channel itself has to be two Amas wide, because a lot of water needs to flow through. And another Amma on this side, another Amma on that side as its banks, because this new owner of the water canal needs to be able to stand on the banks to fix them and do other things that he needs to make sure that his water channel is working properly. However, let's say he told him, I'm selling you an Amma Beis Akiloin, and this is water just meant for washing his clothing or watering his animals, and so therefore not so much water is needed. He only gives him a width of one Amma, and half of an Amma here and half an Amma there for the banks. Now the question is, who's allowed to plant those banks? The guy who bought the water canal, he has the right to use them, but at the end of the day, they're still in the field of the field owner. So who's allowed to plant in them? Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel, he tells us, Balasada Zairam, the owner of the field is allowed to plant them. Or Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel, he tells us, Balasada Naitam, the Balasada is allowed to plant trees in them. Zriya is planting seeds. seeds, and Natiya is planting trees. Now we just clarify what the difference is. Manda Amar Zairam, according to Manda Amar, that he's allowed to plant them with seeds. Kol Shekein Naitam, for sure he's allowed to plant them with trees. Umand Amar Naitam, according to Manda Amar, he's only allowed to plant trees in them. Avo Zairam Loi, but he's not allowed to plant seeds in them. Why is that? Because Chalchule Mechalchule, these seeds are going to weaken the soil and make the banks of his water canal collapse, as opposed to trees' roots, which are strong and go straight down. They're not going to ruin the banks of his water canal. It's seeds that will. So according to the second Manda Amar, only trees allowed to be planted here and not seeds. Now another din, for Rabbi Yudam Rishmul, Amas Hamayim Shekol Agapeha, if this Amas Hamayim, this water channel, it's Agafayim, the banks collapse, there's no more dirt, they have to be fixed up. So how does the owner do that? Metakna Me'ayis Sadeh, he's allowed to take dirt from that very field that the water canal is going through to fix up the banks. B'yaduash Le'kol Agapeha El Ba'ayis Sadeh, it's known that the dirt only went into the field. How do the banks collapse? Well, they collapsed into the field. So that dirt is in the field somewhere, so he's allowed to take dirt from the field to fix up the banks of his little water canal. However, Maskar Papa, Papa asks, Vole Malay, why doesn't the field owner tell the owner of the canal, Mayachash Belua La'arech, your water washed away your land? Meaning, who says that the earth on the banks is in the field itself? Maybe the water washed away the dirt of the banks, and now it's out of the field, and if the owner of the Amas Hamayim wants to fix it up, he would have to schlep dirt in from a different place, and then he can't take it from this field. Elamar Papa, rather, Papa says, the reason why he's allowed to take dirt from the field is for a totally different reason. Sha'almanas Kain Kibel Olav Balasadeh, part of the condition that the Balasadeh accepted upon himself when he sold the Amas Hamayim, and he provided a half an amma or an amma on each side for the banks, not just to enable the owner of this new water canal to stand there and fix things, but also if there's a need, the fellow's allowed to take dirt from his field to fix up the banks of his water channel. And on to another Mishnah. A fellow had a Derech HaRabim going through his field. Either it was always like this, or he was kind enough to allow the Rabim to go through his field. Let's say he decided to take this pathway, and he made a new pathway that he gave to them from the side. He said, Chevra, no more walking through the old pathway. You got to go through this new one that I just demarcated. Whatever he gave them, and his, meaning this old path, did not come to him, meaning now the public has two pathways. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. On to another din, Derech HaYachid, Dalet Ames. If someone bought a Derech HaYachid, or he's selling a Derech HaYachid, what's the legal size of a Derech HaYachid? 4 Ames. Derech HaRabim, what about this? 6 Yama, it's 16 Ames. Derech HaMelech, what's the legal size of a Derech HaMelech? Ela Shir, it doesn't have a Shir. We know that a Melech is allowed to break through fences and fields, and he's allowed to make a path wherever he wants, and his path is allowed to be as wide as he wants. And Derech HaKever, a pathway to a Kever, meaning a Levaya procession, which is supposed to be with a lot of people, also Ein La Shir, there's no Shir, they're allowed to walk through people's fields, even if they're going to trample everything there, they're not allowed to break down fences, but they're allowed to just go wherever they want, and again, that doesn't have any Shir. And lastly, HaMaimid, the Maimid, which also has to do with burying a mace, we're going to discuss this in the Gemara, Dayani Tzipari Amru, the Dayanim of Tzipari said, Beis Arba Kabin, it's an area of 4 Kav. Now the Gemara asks on the first part of the Mishnah, where the fellow took away the path from the public, but gave them a different one in the same field, and the Mishnah told us that not only do they get the new one, but also he doesn't get to reclaim the old one. Why doesn't he get this old one? Let him take a rod or a pitchfork and sit there and chase people away. He gave them another path. They have no rights to this old one, so he should be able to chase them away. And from the fact that he's not allowed to, Shamas Mina, seems to be, we learn from here, that a person's not allowed to take the law into their own hands, even if it's going to be a loss for him. This is discussed at length in Maseches Bava Kama, and even though there's machlokes whether or not a person's allowed to take the law into their own hands, if there's not going to be a loss for him, everyone agrees that if the situation happens to be that if he doesn't take the law into his own hands right now, he's going to suffer an irretrievable loss. So of course, Ovid Inish Dino Lanafshe, but it's Mashma over here, he's not allowed to do that. By the public being able to use the old pathway, that's a loss for him. And so we see that he's not allowed to chase people away. Why not? So Amar Zimish made the Rava. He answers, Gzeira Shem Yitin Lahem Derech HaKlasayin. It's a Gzeira, maybe he's going to give them a crooked pathway, and therefore we say that they get to retain their old path. Now, Mashar Shemish made the Rava, Amar, he says slightly differently, but Nois Lahem Derech HaKlasayin is only referring to where he gave them a crooked path. In that situation, they get to keep their old path, because it's not okay for him to take away a nice straight path that they used to have and give them a crooked one. In that case, they get to keep the old one. But yes, according to Rav Mishashi Mishmei Derava, if he did give them a normal Mesudar straight path, just in a different part of his field, he does get to reclaim his old one. On top here, we have a different answer of Ashi, where he tells us, Kol Minatzad Derech HaKlasayin Hi. Any path which is given on the side of a field is considered a crooked path. Why is that? Because Krev Lezer, Chayk Lezer. It might be close for this one, but far for that one. In other words, if you have a pathway in the middle of the field, it's good for everyone, because no matter where you're coming from, it's right in the middle, it's easy. But if a path is on the side, well, that's good for the people that live near the left side of the field, but not good for the people that live on the right side, and vice versa. And that's why they get to retain their old path, which was in the middle of the field, as opposed to this path that he gave them on the side. We're going to stop here for the day. I'll pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.